Jermaine Jackson, USA, Part 2 of 2, by Jermaine Jackson. The brother of world-famous star Michael Jackson tells how he embraced Islam. Part 2. What are the views of the rest of the members of your family about you? When I returned to America, my mother had already heard the news of my conversion to Islam. My mother is a religious and civilized woman. When I reached home, she put forth only one question. You have taken this decision all of a sudden, or is it the outcome of some deep and long thinking behind it? I have decided after a lot of thinking about it, I replied. Let me say, we are known as a religious family. Whatever we possess is due to the blessing of God. Then why should we not be grateful to Him? This is why we actively participate in the charity institutions. We dispatch medicines to the poor African countries through special aircraft. During the Bosnian War, our aircraft were engaged in supplying aids to the affected. We are sensitive to such things because we have witnessed abject poverty. We used to live in a house which was hardly a few square meters capacious. Did you ever discuss about Islam with your sister pop star Janet Jackson? Like other members of my family, my sudden conversion to Islam was a great surprise for her. In the beginning, she was worried. She has stashed into her head only one thing that Muslims are polygamous. They do have as much as four wives. When I explained this permission granted by Islam with reference to the state of the present American society, she was satisfied. This is fact that promiscuity and infidelity is very common in the Western society. In spite of the fact that they are married, Western men enjoy extramarital relations with a number of women. This has caused devastating moral decay in that society. Islam safeguards the social fabric from this destruction. As per Islamic teachings, if a man is emotionally attracted towards a woman, he should honorably give this relation a legal shape, otherwise, he must be contented with only one wife. On the other hand, Islam has laid down so much conditions for second marriage that I do not think that an ordinary Muslim can afford to meet these conditions financially. There is hardly 1% Muslims in the Islamic world who have more than one wife. In my view, the woman in an Islamic society is just like a well-protected flower which is safe from the stray penetrating looks of the viewers, whereas Western society is devoid of the vision to appreciate this wisdom and philosophy. What are your spontaneous feelings when you look at the Muslim society? For the larger interest of humanity, Islamic society presents the safest place on this planet. For instance, take the example of women. American women are clad in their outfit in such a manner that gives temptation to the male for harassment, but this is unthinkable in an Islamic society. Besides, the prevalent sins and vices have disfigured the moral fabric of Western society. I believe if there is any place left where humanity is still visible, it cannot be anywhere else than in an Islamic society. Time would come when the world would be obliged to accept this reality. What is your candid opinion about the American media? American media is suffering from self-contradictions. Take the example of Hollywood. The status of an artist is measured here, keeping in view the model of his car, the standard of this restaurant that he visits, etc. This is the media that raises someone from the dust to the skies. They do not consider the artist as a human being. But I have met so many artists in the Middle East. They have no misplaced arrogance in them. Just look at CNN. They do that much exaggeration about some news that it appears that nothing else has happened except that event in the world. The news of fire in the forests of Florida was given such a wide coverage as it gave the impression that the whole globe has caught fire. In fact, it was a small area which was affected by that fire. I was in Africa when the bomb blast took place in Oklahoma City. The media, without any proof, started hinting at the involvement of Muslims in that blast. Later on, the saboteur turned out to be a Christian. We may term this attitude of American media as its willful ignorance. Can you maintain a linkage between your Islamic personality and the culture of your family? Why not? This linkage can be kept up for the achievement of good things. After becoming Muslim, did you ever happen to see Muhammad Ali? Muhammad Ali is our family friend. I have met him a number of times after embracing Islam. He has provided useful guidance about Islam. Have you visited Shah Faisal Mosque in Los Angeles City? Yes, of course. This is a beautiful mosque. I am myself interested in constructing a similar mosque in the Feliz area because there is no mosque in this area, and the Muslim community is not resourceful enough to purchase a piece of land for a mosque in such a posh area. God willing, I would do it. Who is ignorant of the services of Saudi Arabia for the glorious cause of Islam? No doubt it has leisurely financed the projects for mosques. But this American media even does not spare Saudi Arabia. It spreads quite strange news about this country. When I first visited Saudi Arabia, I had the impression that there would be muddy houses and a very poor communication network. But when I reached there, to my great surprise, I found it culturally the most beautiful country of the world. Who has influenced you, so far as Islam is concerned? Many persons have impressed me, but the fact is that first I turn to the Holy Quran, therefore I do not run a risk of getting strayed on the way. However, there are many Islamic scholars that one can be duly proud of. God willing, I plan to go to Saudi Arabia with my family to perform Umrah. Your wife and children are Muslims too? I have 7 sons and 2 daughters who, like me, are fully Islamic-oriented. My wife is still studying Islam. She insists on going over to Saudi Arabia. I trust, inshallah, or God willing, she would sooner join Islam. May God Almighty give us the courage and perseverance to remain on this true religion, Islam. Ameen.